New condo and apartment complexes under construction are a common sight in downtown Phoenix, but the project known as First Place AZ is different. The $15.3 million apartment building, which will open this summer, is designed for adults with autism. The plan includes numerous safety features as well as design elements like quiet appliances to minimize sensory overload. Denise Resnick is the founder and president of First Place AZ.
First Place represents an innovative approach to housing for special populations. And our bold vision is to ensure that housing and community options are as bountiful for people with autism and other neurodiversities as they are for everyone else.
She says the apartment community is the result of nearly 20 years of research and planning by the nonprofit Southwest Autism Research and Resource Center. Resnick hopes Phoenix can be a leader for other cities in accommodating people with autism. April is National Autism Awareness Month. Resnick says location was key to the design. The apartments are convenient to medical facilities, community colleges, and public transportation.
Several people with autism and other different abilities don't drive. And so how do you get from your home to your big life? Transportation is very important, especially when mom and dad are no longer your wheels.
She adds, First Place isn't meant to be a group home or medical care facility, but an apartment community that celebrates neurological diversity. Rent will start at $3,600 a month for a one-bedroom unit. Resnick acknowledges it's expensive, but the cost includes a number of in-house services. The building will have 24-hour support staff, and residents will have access to cooking classes, group activities, and some health services. One of its first residents will be 24-year-old Lindsay Eaton.
I think it's going to be so cool just being part of a greater community that's very autism-friendly.
First Place is taking reservations for its 55 units. Doors are set to open in July. For Public News Service, I'm Catherine Davis-Young.